USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In New York City, there were not guilty pleas from Donald Trump's company, the Trump Organization, to tax crime charges. Charges against the Trump Organization include conspiracy, grand larceny, and tax fraud. CFO Alan Weisselberg was arraigned one day after a grand jury returned an indictment charging him and the Trump Organization with tax crimes. The 73-year-old Weisselberg worked for the Trump Company for decades. Former President Trump was not charged. It is the first criminal case arising from the two-year investigation into the Trump Organization by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. Trump Organization attorney Alan Futeris says the prosecutors are going after a former president.
That is a significant line to cross. And quite frankly, not just as a lawyer, but as a citizen, we're very concerned about that.
This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allen Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Rescue workers in Surfside, Florida are once again sifting through the rubble of the high-rise condo that partially collapsed last week. The rescue was paused for a short time while building inspectors determined the remaining structure wouldn't fall.
The fire rescue team has been working around the clock, as you know, since this fateful building fall, and we needed our engineers on site to evaluate the safety of the standing structure.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. 18 people are confirmed dead. 145 are still missing. President Biden visited with families and offered words of comfort.
The whole nation is mourning with these families. They see it every day on television. They're going through hell. And those who survived the collapse, as well as those who are missing loved ones.
The town of Surfside has issued a notice to all buildings older than 30 years that are at least three stories tall to assess their safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Supreme Court has found that Arizona voter restrictions are not racially discriminatory. Dan Naraki reports.
The Supreme Court upheld several voting restrictions in Arizona, ruling Thursday that the measures were not racially discriminatory. The state was challenged over limits on who can return early ballots for someone else and a rule that ballots cast at the wrong precinct would not be counted. Ilya Shapiro is the vice president of the Cato Institute and director of the Robert A. Levy Center for Constitutional Studies, and he tells CBS News that the measures that were challenged are common in many other states.
The court decided that both of these provisions, as I said, which are pretty common across the country, do not violate that key provision of the Voting Rights Act because they don't cause a huge burden on minorities relative to whites, because it's not an uncommon type of burden that's put in place. There's kind of a lot of factors that courts are to consider that the Supreme Court gave guidance to. But at the end of the day, they said this was kind of a common rule, that there's no showing that it was racially motivated or that has a huge or disproportionate impact on members of racial minorities.
A former TV star is out of prison. USA's Lance Pry has more.
Bill Cosby was released from state prison in Pennsylvania on Wednesday after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out a sexual assault conviction. Not because of his innocence. Prosecutors broke a verbal deal not to charge him if he testified in a civil case where he incriminated himself.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.